Welcome into Searching for San Antonio, part of the San Antonio Podcast Network. This series explores the Alamo City by showcasing small businesses, nonprofit organizations, and all of the wonderful people that make San Antonio what it is. Join us as we search for the true meaning of being a San Antonian. As we get started on another great episode of the podcast, I want to say thank you to all of the listeners who have been tuning in to the show week in and week out. I appreciate you all because you really make the show worth it. I also want to give a warm welcome to anyone checking out the show for the very first time. I really hope you enjoy the content and the interviews I bring to Searching for San Antonio. Whether you're a first-time listener or someone who has been listening since day one, if you enjoy the content and you want to support the podcast, you can do so by visiting the link in bio and clicking support. You can set up a monthly donation as little as 99 cents, up to $9.99. It's a great way to help keep the podcast going. This week, I have a special interview for y'all. I'll be interviewing Andres Andujar, the current CEO at Hemisphere. I know some people see the tower and forget that there's so much more going on at the Hemisphere District. I'm excited to get to that interview. Before I do, I want to remind the listeners that this episode is brought to you by Live from the Southside. Live from the Southside is a Latina-owned online and print publication that helps residents and visitors find things to do on the South Side of San Antonio and throughout Texas. Their goal is to improve and expand community relationships through promoting positive stories, interesting people, and businesses in the community. You can visit their website at southsidesanantonio.com, which is also where you can order the Live from the Southside magazine. You can also order your copy of the magazine on Amazon or simply subscribe to their newsletter to receive your online edition. You can follow them at SouthsideSATX on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Huge thank you to April Monterosa and Live from the Southside for supporting the podcast. Listeners, we're going to take a quick break and then I'll be back with my interview with Andres Andujar.
This is what we're made of. The businesses that line our streets and the customers that make them flourish. As a business owner, this is your community, your members, your regulars, your neighbors. Your business is unique. So are your customers. No matter who you need to reach, Spectrum Reach is here to help you connect with the right message on every screen. Visit SpectrumReach.com to connect with a local advertising expert. That's SpectrumReach.com.
Welcome back into Searching for San Antonio. Like I mentioned earlier, I have Andres joining me on this episode to talk about his role with Hemisphere. Andres Andujar was named CEO of the Hemisphere Park Area Redevelopment Corporation in 2011. Since then, Andres has been behind the vision for the Hemisphere Area Redevelopment, which is to transform the 1968 World's Fair site into an urban district of multiple parks, residences, and local businesses, commonly known as a mixed-use development. He wants Hemisphere to be a vibrant gathering place for people from all different zip codes and backgrounds to enjoy everything from a simple day out with the family to the city's biggest celebrations. Andres received his bachelor's degree in architectural engineering from UT Austin, and his career includes design, construction, development, and management experience working on projects around the U.S. and abroad. So with that said, here is my interview with Andres Andujar. So Andres, welcome into Searching for San Antonio. I'm excited to have you here. I'm excited to speak to you about what's going on at Hemisphere.
Thank you, Zachary. I'm excited to catch up with you again and bring the latest to your audience about Hemisphere.
So let's kick things off. And I just want to ask you a little bit about your backstory and how you got into this role.
Well, I've been in the private sector through my career in design and construction. I'm an architectural engineer. And when the position opened in 2011, I submitted my resume for consideration, and I was fortunate enough to be selected to help lead the effort of the redevelopment of Hemisphere. So that's kind of how I got in here in this position.
But you're not from San Antonio originally, right?
I'm from Cali, Colombia. I was born there to Hungarian parents, and the University of Texas called my interest. I moved to Austin after high school, and then after that, I adopted this country, and I'm here 40 years later.
So let's talk a little bit about Hemisphere. Of course, that's the topic of discussion for this episode. Hemisphere, for many years, at least when I was growing up in the 90s and the early 2000s, it was kind of forgotten by a lot of people, at least people that lived out in the suburbs. And this was an area that I mean, back in the 60s, the, Governor Connally at the time called it, what was the 92 most exciting acres in Texas. What started at least discussions about redeveloping Hemisphere?
Well, the Hemisphere story from 1968 is a very exciting story. 6.5 million people came to San Antonio to enjoy the offering of the fair. Over 30 countries participated with their pavilions and so on. But the challenge was that after the fair, the plans for the reuse of the space fell aside. Despite various master planning efforts in the area, they failed to find the financial investment required to execute them until this effort, when we developed the Hemisphere Master Plan and Sustainability Plan that was approved by council in 2012. And so now we have a guideline for each step that we take in the redevelopment of Hemisphere. They were finding the financial investment, both from the public and the private and the philanthropic communities, to execute the work that we are charged to oversee. So after 40 years of very little activity at Hemisphere, in a sort of, as you say, forgotten acreage in our downtown area with access to the river and next to the convention center and including the Tower of the Americas, which is our most iconic and most visible object on campus. We just didn't find a favor during those 40 years. So it's very exciting to be now at a time when we have a plan beloved by the community because it was developed through the community. And now also investment to execute the various park expansions and park improvements. Interestingly, through our early efforts, we were able to triple the size of designated parkland at Hemisphere through the various convention center expansion efforts. So that's part of the energy and excitement that we are taking advantage of to deliver to the community one of the world great public spaces.
Well, and that's kind of what I wanted to get into next, because even I've been guilty of talking about Hemisphere as being, you know, just the tower or just a little park in a courthouse. You know, tell the listeners a little more of what's available there at Hemisphere. I know there's still a ways to go as far as the redevelopment and the plans, but tell the listeners what's there. What's there for people to go visit?
Well, Hemisphere is already a beloved destination for the community. I think there was a romantic idea of what was left from the fair that you and I enjoyed through the various decades, even though it lacked improvement. Our plan is to deliver three parks at Hemisphere in three phases. And phase one is complete. It's Yanaguana Garden. That's in place. It's a park that is receiving 600,000 visitors per year pre-pandemic, and we're catching up to those numbers now post-pandemic. It's the second busiest park per acre in the state of Texas. The 84% of our visitors are from San Antonio, from every council district. And so we know that there is a lot of love for what has been improved and delivered. We are now in the second phase, the Civic Park, which will be the largest of the three parks at Hemisphere. We have partial funding for that project, and we will start construction after the summer. This action will go to City Council for approval sometimes in the fall. As we deliver that project by 2023, it will be the place where we will gather as a community to celebrate small and large events. We will be able to hold over 10,000 people at the park, whether it's in a market condition or a large festivity or even concerts will be possible at the Civic Park and at Hemisphere with a properly designed space that will keep our visitors safe and entertained in a beautiful setting. The third park, the Tower Park, is at the base of the Tower of the Americas, and that is under conceptual design and will be part of a request for investment through the 2022 municipal bond. Should that be selected as one of the projects to be invested on during that financing consideration, then we will be largely completed at Hemisphere with the financial investment, and then the design and construction will follow. So I think by 2025, we can be completing our efforts at Hemisphere should the financial investment track our requests.
Why do you think it's important for large cities like San Antonio to have an urban park like this?
That's a good question. We believe that great cities have great urban parks. And as we think of the cities that we admire around the world, clearly the most iconic in this part of the world is Central Park. We don't even have to say that that's New York. But many, many cities have prideful spaces like Golden Gate Park and Discovery Green in Houston and Clyde Warren Park in Dallas and Millennium Park in Chicago. These places are not only a source of pride for the community, but it is a properly designed space for the community to gather and celebrate or protest, depending on the times. That is a possibility here at Hemisphere. Obviously, we are excited about the celebrations, and we have been holding those here now for a few years, including the March Madness for related to the NCAA, but also the local events such as Luminaria and the Wally and the 4th of July and the New Year's Eve. You have to have a space where we can gather and celebrate as a community. Right now, we don't quite have that space. And so it's a missing from our community. And it is a something that we've heard demand for. It is clear as we benchmark with other great cities around the world that this space is not only desired, but required.
Do you feel like this redevelopment in particular rivals places like the Pearl, or of course the Lone Star has, you know, the Lone Star District has been coming up in the news, or do you think they kind of play a role together?
It's funny to think about public parks because they're the most democratic spaces in the world. And in the world of park development, how competition is viewed is very different from how the private sector views competitors. We don't see Pearl or Lone Star or any park for that matter, Harburger Park and Pearsall Park, as competitors. We see ourselves as a system of green spaces, a green organism that is invested in as green infrastructure for the benefit of the community, for health and fitness and for our events and so on. The more the merrier in the condition of public parks. We'd like to think of Hemisphere sort of as the centerpiece of the park system for the entire community, without competition from other spaces that offer the same thing. The goal of having a 10-minute walk to a park is an important goal for San Antonio. It needs to spread throughout the community. The linear park system is the connecting tissue for these open spaces. And I dream of a time when we can bicycle from Hemisphere to Harburger Park or down south or Pearsall Park or other green spaces through our community. So it is an aggregation of public good and public investment and not as a competitor. I think we need all these spaces for us to enjoy as a community.
In one of my recent podcast discussions, I was talking to a architectural designer, and I really liked the quote she used. It was her quote. She said it. She was saying, you know, the best way to reduce your carbon footprint is just not to have one. And she was talking about the different developments, mixed use developments that allow for these areas to be full of bicycles, buses, walking. Is Hemisphere going to be playing that similar role? I mean, I know you have a parking garage and some parking available, but I mean, are you promoting, you know, this space to mainly just be somewhere where you can bike and walk?
For the first time in many years, we are designing the district, not just the parks, but also the surrounding buildings adjacent to parks and the streets that are happening has reestablished in the area or improved, such as Chavez, South Alamo, and Market can be improved as complete streets. And that means that all the users are considered and the level of service for each user is calculated to make sure that we have a balance between the needs of pedestrians, those on wheels that can be in a car, but also in a wheelchair or in a scooter, as it may be the case in the downtown area. And so as we think of this space, all users must be considered and their requirements and needs need to be balanced between each other. So we want to make sure that you can drive to downtown and Hemisphere, but also that you can enjoy this space safely as a pedestrian or on wheels, whether it's a bicycle or another vehicle. But yeah, it is critical that as we take every step that we're conscious of the environmental opportunities that we have as we expand parks at Hemisphere to not only reduce the carbon footprint, but also to affect things like the heat island effect and storm water collection and filtration to reduce flooding in the area. So there are many positive impacts to the physical improvements that are happening at Hemisphere. And as I mentioned, they must consider all the users in a intellectual way. Just make sure that everybody's safe and we can move around the area successfully.
Now, how did COVID affect Hemisphere? I know there was some virtual programming, it looks like, that Hemisphere put on, but not just that. It was also in the plans, at least early on, that there was going to be a lot of office space as part of this mixed use. But, you know, with a lot more people working remotely, I mean, do you think you're going to see some of that space more geared towards living?
The development component of the Hemisphere redevelopment includes a mix of uses that will be decided just in time as we are taking every step. Our first goal is residential, because overall our goal is to reinstate the density of the neighborhood that existed in the area before the 1968 World's Fair. And that means that we need about 1,500 units of housing to be developed on campus. And we welcome a mix of uses. We're interested in office space because the parking requirements for office and park space are asynchronous. You use the office parking during weekdays during the day, and then the park users need that parking in the evenings and the weekends. So office is a good neighbor to the park system. But the question currently, because of COVID, is what is the demand on office space? And that question translates into every category we may look at. How will people use park space after COVID? And would we like to live next to park space after COVID? And the answer, generally speaking, is that being next to open space is highly desired, and it's also valuable. There is a increasing value adjacent to open space. As a national average, is 15 to 20% more valuable from a real estate perspective to be next to open space. And so why this is important to us is because we have a financial sustainability plan for Hemisphere that will create revenue streams, including from ground leases with private developers, to put in place this mixed-use development adjacent to the park. And that income, along with other revenue streams, will provide the financial volume for the park activation, maintenance, and programming for the next 100 years. And so we're using this private interest in this property at Hemisphere to create a revenue stream that will make sure that this park is maintained at a high level for the foreseeable future.
Throughout this interview, we've mostly been focusing on the redevelopment and the plans and the use for this space and how it's going to look, you know, in the next few years or in the future. But talk a little bit about what else Hemisphere offers in terms of programs. What else does Hemisphere do for the community?
Well, one of the things that we have been testing successfully is programming at Hemisphere. There is already many options for programming, including such special programs as inclusion programming, which we deliver through partnerships with our friends, corporate friends and individuals, including HEB and USAA and other San Antonio companies. And through these partnerships for special programming, such as inclusion, we are able to provide those in kind for free. You're welcome to come and enjoy your park at Hemisphere and enjoy the programming that comes along with this investment from our partners. As I had mentioned, besides inclusion programming and the celebrations such as Diwali and Luminaria and other big events, we were affected by COVID in our programming. Obviously, there was no gathering of an audience for programming at the park during the last year, and we quickly converted to virtual programming. So we were able to take what we had already started with the story time into a virtual alternative, which also grew into being able to be shown at local hospitals, children's hospitals, where those that could have typically not been able to come to the park to enjoy the story time were able to do that, to do so long distance through the virtual offerings at Hemisphere. So COVID did affect our ability to meet in person, like it affected everybody. We pivoted to virtual, and now we're coming back to offering things on site, and we're excited about that. But one of the effects of COVID, as we shut down the programming component, was our concentration in delivering design and construction for all the projects that we had underway. So now, Yanaguena Garden, you have to come and see, especially after the rains, the recent rains. Everything is exploding into beautiful green and flowers and butterflies. And it's just funny to think about this because, you know, as a nonprofit, our first concern is not financial returns on the investment, even though we have to keep an eye on what things cost. But to give you an example of how we think, instead of measuring revenues and financials, we would like to be measured by the volume of laughter at Yanaguena Garden. I think when you're able to deliver such beautiful place, the effect is immeasurable, including pride, and love, and appreciation. And these are things that affect our heart. And that's part of our goal here, is that we provide something that the entire community will embrace and use on an ongoing basis.
What do you find unique about San Antonio? And how does Hemisphere play a role in that?
What I find unique about San Antonio is its friendliness and its love for family. And I think that Hemisphere is exactly the sort of platform for our character, or love for celebration, or love for gathering, especially as families come together here. You can see it in the park. We do know statistics of our visitors, not only that the majority of our visitors are San Antonians, but also that we track closely our census, so that we are welcoming to everyone in the community, no matter where you come from or what is your color and preference. This is one of those spaces that is unique to public parks. And so that's something that is unique to San Antonio and that is well suited for the Hemisphere parks. Another component that is unique here is that we're able to have an economic development component to our efforts by bringing in small local businesses. And so far, particularly food and beverage, But the idea that we're a laboratory for these small businesses to expand and test new ideas in an environment that is friendly is proving successful so far. We already have a series of great locals that are offering their wares and services at Hemisphere, including Commonwealth Coffee and Bakery, Dough Pizzeria Napolitana. We have a Bombay Bicycle Club that is in design for an expansion, a venerable local pub that is quite beloved. And so we have rerouted Lake Ice Cream and also forthcoming Box Street Social, which has been a successful food truck operator that's going brick and mortar at Hemisphere at the 68. So very, very exciting offerings. I think perhaps our smallest, but also very heartfelt tenant is Paleteria San Antonio, which is an artisanal, healthy paleta offering. And most in San Antonio, what paleta is, but that's a, basically a popsicle that is delicious and sold here at Hemisphere at a very affordable price.
What advice would you give to people that live maybe in the suburbs or just further away from the urban core of San Antonio who, when they think of downtown, they think of there's no place to park, you know, it's too expensive to park. It's not even worth it. You know, what advice would you give those people about visiting Hemisphere?
I think visiting Hemisphere is a little bit like if you're on the perimeter in the suburbs, you're always looking for an escape. Sometimes you will literally travel to other locations for these escapes. We are finding many visitors here that are having these escapes and coming from Austin and Houston and Dallas for a short weekend break. Well, you have the luxury of taking advantage of the Hemisphere offerings through after a 20-minute drive to downtown. We have made parking easier and cheaper than in the past. We have locations of our parking on our website, but also just look it up on online to where to park around Hemisphere, and you'll see that it is easy, accessible, plentiful. And the only time, and this is part of the challenge, is that many on our perimeter come to downtown only for the large events. And so you're left with the idea that parking is going to cost $20 and that it's going to take an hour to get in and out. And those large celebrations are so much fun. They are more expensive to visit and to get in and out. It takes longer to get in and out. But come any weekend and you will see the beauty of what's available at Hemisphere. At the end, downtown is everybody's neighborhood, and you belong here no matter where you live. We welcome you and look forward to seeing you at Hemisphere. One of the interesting statistics that came out of the COVID impacts is an increase in visitorship from people living in districts 9 and 10, which are basically north and northeast of downtown. Even people that live close to Harburger Park and other parks in the north side found the courage to come and visit us. And so I think that will continue to increase. Just come out on an adventure, visit what you have here. It's a public space that is available to you no matter who you are and where you live. Come and have your adventure for a day, and then you'll know that it is easy to visit and a beautiful place to spend time with friends and family.
Well, Andres, last question for you, and this is usually the toughest, but how do you want to be remembered here in San Antonio, you know, through your work at Hemisphere or just in your own career?
Well, that is a tough question. I would think I want to be remembered as a builder of relationships, a builder of spaces that are beloved. I'm sort of built to build. And so if I'm going to be remembered at all, it would be for ushering these transformations that affect our life in a good way.
Well, I really appreciated our conversation, but before I let you go, Andres, you know, let the listeners know where we can find Hemisphere online, website, socials, and then also let us know about some upcoming events there at Hemisphere.
Very good. Well, you can find us easily if you have a computer or a phone. We have a website, hemisphere.org. We have an Instagram handle at Hemisphere. We're on Facebook and Twitter. We announce all of our activities through those channels, and we stay updated. So we have a good machine here to keep information fresh. We do have amazing things already planned for Hemisphere, and I'm so excited after this lull of the last year. We have the kickoff event for Fiesta on June 17th. It's called Fiesta Fiesta. I am sure it's going to be an amazing festivity. We also have the Chaparral Music Festival and a portion of the Nyosa events. And so definitely we are already planning for the events that we've become known for once again, post-pandemic. And we are very excited about what's possible there. Also, when you go on the website, besides just finding out about what's coming up, please know that there is a donation button. It doesn't matter if you give a dollar or $1 million. Well, it does matter, but I would like everybody to bring a dollar to Hemisphere for assistance in the improvements that we're making physically to the space and also for programming that we can enjoy as a community.
Andres, I appreciate your time speaking with me today. I think it was really good for the listeners to hear this about Hemisphere. Like I said earlier in the interview, you know, as a personal experience, you know, I had this, I guess, perception of what Hemisphere looked like and what was available there. But you really don't know until you visit it and check it out for yourself. I know the first time that we met and spoke about it, you know, my eyes were opened a little bit and I got to see more of what was going on at Hemisphere. And I'm downtown a lot, and it just takes going over there yourself and checking it out. So I really encourage listeners to do it. But thank you again, Andres, for taking the time to speak with me on the podcast.
Thank you, Zachary. Our pleasure. I look forward to seeing you at the park as well as your audience.
That's going to wrap up my interview with Andres Andujar. We're going to take a quick break and I'll be right back with my interview recap. Stay tuned. Hey guys, it's Zach. As some of you may know, I help people plan for retirement. And as your advisor, I can not only show you how money truly works, but put you in control of your money today and in retirement. If you're looking to schedule a financial review, please give me a call at 210-760-0409. Welcome back into Searching for San Antonio. I want to thank Andres again for joining me on the podcast. Really enjoyed interviewing him and learning more about what is going on at Hemisphere. You know, Hemisphere is a huge part in the history of San Antonio. Before the World's Fair in 1968, which is why Hemisphere is there today, San Antonio wasn't really a destination for tourism. We had the Alamo, and that was about it. Even the Riverwalk at the time wasn't really what it is today. Hosting the World's Fair and redeveloping the area was an important step in revitalizing the downtown area during that time and making San Antonio the tourism destination that it is today. I mean, not only was the Tower of Americas built, but the Palacio del Rio Hotel, the Convention Center, the Institute of Texan Cultures, even Hemisphere Arena, which isn't there anymore, came to be an important structure when the Texas Chaparrals were moved to San Antonio and became the San Antonio Spurs. Speaking of the history of Hemisphere, if you're a history buff like me, there's a cool YouTube video series on a YouTube channel called San Antonio History that tells you the entire story of how Hemisphere came about and the different obstacles they face when organizing the fair. I'll probably post a link to the YouTube channel. It's a 9-part video series. It's the only videos they have on the channel, but it's really cool, like I said, if you're a history buff like I am. No matter how you look at it, Hemisphere played a huge role in growing the popularity and, more importantly, the economy of San Antonio. It also played a huge role in the revitalization of the downtown area of town. So it's only fitting that they're playing a huge part now in the revitalization of the city's urban core. Obviously, I talk a lot about how downtown has grown and become more popular over the last decade and a half, but it's still going on, and Hemisphere is along for the ride. I really like Andreas' vision for the park to be like some of the other great large urban parks around the world. You know, as the seventh largest city, we deserve a place like Central Park or Millennium Park. You know, at least something comparable to at least our size. Somewhere where the city and visitors can hang out, celebrate, exercise, bike, walk, live, eat, drink, all of that. I'm excited to see how Hemisphere continues to develop. If you want to read more about Hemisphere and all that's going on in the district, visit their website at hemisphere.org. If you want to keep up with Hemisphere, follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Hemisphere. Remember, it's Hemisphere, not Hemisphere. I know we see Hemisphere as a word and we think that that's what it's called, but it's not. People confuse that name a lot. It's Hemis as in H-E-M-I-S, Fair as in F-A-I-R. That is going to do it for another episode of Searching for San Antonio, part of the San Antonio Podcast Network. Thank you for tuning in to another show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you haven't done so already, please give the podcast a rate and review on Apple Podcasts. Really helps the show grow, and more importantly, get these wonderful San Antonio voices out there. As always, if you want to keep up with the show and our other series, SA Talk, please give us a follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at SA Pod Network. If you have questions about advertising or partnering up with the podcast, please reach out to me at Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, at sapodnetwork.com, or you can find our email at our link in bio on social media as well. You can also find our sponsorship pricing and packaging at our link in bio. The podcast is currently accepting new sponsorships, so be sure to get your ad on the show before spaces run out. If you want to help support the podcast, you can help find our Cash App link in that same link in bio, or visit the monthly support to set up monthly donations. Thanks again for all of your support. I appreciate all of you. Have a wonderful week, and viva San Antonio.